1-800-449-8686. And now, Phil Hendry.
Well, the Super Bowl coming up in a week. We know who the participants are. St. Louis Rams and the New England Patriots. They beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. That was the big upset this past weekend. Robert Green has joined us from somewhere in the Santa Monica area, Mr. Green, an author of a book called Football, Fast Lane to Brain Damage. And I know that you're on a book tour, and you're
actually, Phil, right now I'm on a book signing at Charlie's Bookstore in Santa Monica.
Oh, you are in the middle of a book signing.
Yeah, well, we're just about ready to wrap one up. So it's been an exciting tour so far, Phil.
Well, the book that you've written is quite an indictment of professional football, isn't it?
I don't think it's an indictment of strictly pro.
Well, of football in general.
Yes, it does indict football, and I think with good reason. Football, the sport of football, has cost many young men their mobility, their locomotion. It has cost them and their families a great deal of happiness. Football has, as we are reminded by this past season with the death of a young man in Minnesota, it's cost a lot of lives, too. So our book is a book that hopefully is going to open up a lot of people's eyes. We look at Mike Utley, you look at Reggie Brown, you look at Dennis Byrd, even Dr. Stephen Hawking, or any of these others who had devastating football injuries. You are reminded of the consequences of a sport that young men play with a terrible abandon and terrible consequence. Big 200-pound guys.
Now, I'm familiar with Mike Utley and Reggie Brown. I'm not familiar with Daryl Stingley or Stephen Hawking. I'm familiar with Stephen Hawking.
Daryl Stingley was paralyzed by an Oakland Raider defensive back named Jack Tatum back in the late 1970s. Stingley is in a wheelchair to this day because of a devastating hit put on him. Dr. Stephen Hawking, who's better known for his work in math and science, he is in a wheelchair today just as the result of constant, relentless pounding as a wide receiver, both in high school and in college. And it to me, Phil, is a telltale sign of the devastation that football visits upon these people.
Okay, we're talking with Robert Green, who is the author of Football, Fast Lane to Brain Damage. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Stephen Hawking is a scientist.
Stephen Hawking is a brilliant scientist. Football has produced, I should say, a lot of brilliant men have played football. Virgil Carter, who was a quarterback with the Cincinnati Bengals, was a professor of mathematics, I should say. We all know Byron White went on to the Supreme Court. Alan Page is on the Supreme Court of the state of Minnesota. Stephen Hawking is a learned man.
What did Hawking play? I'm sorry. Daryl Stingley was it?
Daryl Stingley was a wide receiver for the New England Patriots. Stephen Hawking was a wide receiver as well in both college and in high school.
And he is in a wheelchair as the result. Stingley got injured right off the bat, you're saying, just from one hit.
Daryl Stingley got injured from one hit. You have the Mike Utleys and the Reggie Browns and the Daryl Stingleys who get this terrible injury from one hit. The Stephen Hawkings, that's as a result of continuous pounding, continuous hits over a long period of time. And so Daryl, for instance, Daryl Stingley's in a wheelchair today because of that one hit, but Stephen Hawking is in a wheelchair today because just over the years, week in, week out, training camp after training camp, game after game, being just hit constantly, you see what you've got left. And we are told that Dr. Hawking, by the time he left football, they just took his uniform off and put him in a wheelchair. That is how devastating.
That's the kind of abuse that he took.
Yes.
Well, I don't follow college football that much. I certainly know the injuries, but his.
Look at Stephen Hawking, Phil, is writing his name with a straw today because of football, and we don't want the same thing to happen to other promising young people. You know, Ronald Reagan, he thinks he's from Hong Kong today because of football. He looks at an orange and thinks, see, what we're talking about.
Well, President Reagan didn't, he didn't play football. He did play football, didn't he?
He did play football.
But he didn't play it, he didn't play professionally.
No, but President Reagan was in a film called Newt Rock Me All-American. And I think a lot of people will recognize that film as a biopic about Newt Rockne. And
but the football player that President Reagan played in a movie, it wasn't the same. Excuse me, it's not the same kind of thing as the contact one has on a football field. He's playing. He's an actor.
A lot of the drills they went through for that film were. I'm just saying that football has hurt a lot of people. And I suppose you could look at Dr. Stephen Hawking as the prime example, because if you look at most football players, they wind up in a wheelchair, and you have to say to yourself, is it any great loss? And the answer probably is no.
And that's putting a judgment, I think, on some people that perhaps we don't need to put on them. If you just hold on for a second, Robert Green is with us, the author of Football, Fast Lane to Brain Damage. And he is on a speaking tour right now. He's talking to us from a Charlie's bookstore in Santa Monica about how football has affected the careers of people like Mike Utley, Reggie Brown, Dr. Stephen Hawking. You mentioned Ronald Reagan as well. And we don't know of any real football that he played.
Well, he did play in college. His nickname was Dutch Reagan. Today he sits in his home someplace in California, and he doesn't know who he is. You have to ask yourself, what place did football have in that? Jim Brady is another example, Phil. Jim Brady was President Reagan's press secretary.
That is correct. He was shot.
He was shot, but a lot of what happened to him was football.
And well, he was shot, though, during the attempted assassination of President Reagan, wasn't he?
My understanding is yes, but a lot of it. Have you seen Jim Brady?
Have I seen him? Yeah, I've seen him on television.
Well, a lot of the reason why he acts the way he does, yes, he was shot, but he also played an enormous amount of football in college. And he was a running back. And you can even see the devastation visited on Mr. Brady. If you look at his forehead, there's a crease or a dent of some kind in his...
Is that not a bullet scar? Or...
No, sir, that is a football wound. That was from being... And it was a specific game, I'm trying to remember. It's in my book, but he was driven right into a goalpost.
And that put a crease?
That literally dented his head, yes. So this is what we're talking about, and this is why so many people have got to understand football is, and when specifically you see what it did to Stephen Hawking. I'll never forget watching the hit Steve Hawking took on his final game. This guy went down fast. He went down real fast.
But he had a college career, you're saying?
Stephen Hawking had a college career, yeah. But for those of you out there, you parents who want to know what football can do to your kid, take a look at Stephen Hawking.
Or as you say, Daryl Stingley or...
Or Jim Brady or any of the people that we mentioned in my book, right?
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking here with Robert Green, author of Football, Fast Lane to Brain Damage, on the effects of football, especially the continued hitting that Stephen Hawking took, and we all know, of course, where he is today in a wheelchair, and I don't think he can even speak, can he? He can't even speak. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
He's in a wheelchair.
All right. Robert Green is with us, author of Football, Fast Lane to Brain Damage. We got the week before the Super Bowl. This is a book that you're writing about the people who have lost their mobility or lost their ability through the game of football. You mentioned Mike Utley. We know of the Detroit Lions, Reggie Brown, Daryl Stingley, Stephen Hawking, Dennis Byrd. You throw in Ronald Reagan and Jim Brady, although we don't know. We know that both of them were shot, and in Reagan's case, he has Alzheimer's.
Well, we know they were shot, but Brady—he played football. And yes, he was shot, but look at him today.
That's as a result, possibly, of the bullet, right?
Mr. Henry, what I'm saying is, you have to take into consideration all the factors. Brady is walking; he doesn't talk too good, and that can't just be because of the bullet.
Well, it could. All right, 1-800-449-8686. It could be, though. Here is John on the Phil Hendry Show. John?
Hey, Phil?
Yes.
you know, that man you're talking to is a moron, and I think either he's played too much football, but, you know, what a collection of junk science. You know, that'd be like saying that.
Well, I don't know what you know about football, but I can tell you that Ronald Reagan played football.
He has Alzheimer's. Does every person who have Alzheimer's played football?
Does everyone who has Alzheimer's played football?
Yeah.
I don't know. How do you know that it isn't as a result of football is what I'm saying? At least
you can't.
Part of
you
it.
Have
At least
to do
part
some...
of it. I'm not saying all of it. Part of it.
Well,
you're
right,
saying
but
part
say
of it. You can't prove that.
To say that Jim Brady is acting the way he is today because of football.
I'm saying that there's a common denominator in all of these people, and it's football. Look at Stephen Hawking.
Well, let me give you a better example. Maybe everyone who gets in a car accident on Thanksgiving, it's a result of eating turkey, because everyone who got in a car ate turkey.
No, they didn't. You don't know that.
Well, you don't know that. Listen, if you get shot in the head, you're not going to do well. How's that sound to you?
If you get shot
where?
Is
that a far stretch?
If you get shot what?
If you get shot in the head, like someone should do to you.
Oh, someone should shoot me now.
Someone's so stupid.
Well, you know something? I don't even know that you're a doctor just because you say you are.
I don't even know that you're from this planet. You're so stupid, mister.
The thinking goes the same way.
Look, James Brady, who was the press secretary to Ronald Reagan, was shot right to the top of his head, and he has obvious problems.
Is this guy a reporter for, like, the National Enquirer?
He has obvious problems physically, all right, that you're saying are...
I'm saying they could be in part as the result of football. And the fact that whether Stephen Hawking is in a wheelchair...
A result of constipation, too.
Well, and you could be calling this radio show as a result of no life.
And
see,
you
that's
could
that's
be
the other thing that
all
for
right.
control, asshole.
Okay, you know something, sir? If you're a doctor, I suggest you get that malpractice insurance all paid up.
Great. So what is that all about?
I'm saying that this guy calls up and tells James Brady.
James Brady got shot through the head. That's why he... what do you mean he talks the way he does?
He don't talk good.
I know he doesn't talk good. But to say that that's a football injury... And Stephen Hawking, who is a scientist, I'm told, has also suffered from Lou Gehrig's disease.
Well...
And that he's from England.
All right.
Well, if he's from England, how likely is it that Stephen Hawking played American football?
Mr. Henry, it doesn't make any difference. What I'm trying to say to you is our young people need to be saved from the game of football because it will damage them. It can hurt them very seriously.
Well, wait a minute. Are you saying that Stephen Hawking played football or didn't he play football?
I'm saying...
Did Stephen Hawking play American football or not? And as the result of playing American football, he's in a wheelchair today and, as you put it, writing his name with a straw.
I don't know.
All right, so then you don't know whether he played football or not.
I'm saying our young people need to be kept away from... Let me explain something.
No, but you're giving up...
Let me explain something. My family was devastated by the game of football. My family lost everything because of the game of football.
Was there someone in your family injured? We could talk about that specifically.
No, there wasn't any physical injury in my family. What happened to my family, we lost a lot of... We invested a lot of money in the soccer craze of the 70s. We had sporting goods stores. We bought soccer balls. Now, you know...
So your family lost a lot of money in the sporting goods business?
Yes, we did.
Well, what has that got to do... So what did they do? They bought a lot of soccer balls?
My family had sporting goods stores, and we invested heavily in the soccer craze. We thought that there would be quite a few people playing soccer, and we gave up selling footballs.
Well, when you say that your family was devastated by football, then...
We were devastated by the fact that there's so many idiots that like this game. And, all right...
So you made a bad business decision. Your family invested in soccer balls, and they lost everything.
My family was devastated by the game of football every bit as much as Stephen Hawking could have been, or that it was...
Well, Stephen Hawking wasn't, and this is not true.
It really doesn't matter whether we're telling the truth or not. We want to send a message to the young people, and I'm talking about little kids, age 6, 7, 8, 9 years of age. Don't play football, or you'll wind up like Stephen Hawking.
Even though you know that that's not why he's in a wheelchair, even though you know that Stephen Hawking's in a wheelchair today because of Lou Gehrig's disease and wasn't even raised in America.
It doesn't matter. If you can get the message out...
Well, do you think that that is moral to tell a kid that Stephen Hawking is in a wheelchair because of football?
If it keeps the kids from playing football, yes, I think it is. Look at Peggy Lee. We just lost one of the great singers. And in my book, I mention her. Because of the fact that...
Peggy Lee was a singer, okay? She didn't die from football.
Look, okay...
What are you saying about Peggy Lee now? That she died because of football?
Don't you think it's possible that any individual who has died and perhaps died a very slow neurological disease or died from a slow neurological disease could have played football?
I don't know what football Peggy Lee could have played.
I don't think she could have. She could have been a cheerleader. And my understanding is that one time she worked for the Indianapolis Colts on some level. So,
well, I never knew that Peggy Lee worked for the Indianapolis Colts, nor was she a cheerleader, and I don't see how being a cheerleader is going to give you brain damage on the level that you're talking about. You talked about Mike Utley, Reggie Brown, Daryl Stingley, Dennis Byrd, Stephen... Look at this. In your book, you say James Brady, Stephen Hawking, Dennis Byrd, and Peggy Lee, all the result of physical football injury.
I don't think that...
All the result of the physical football injury. Did Peggy Lee play football?
Mr. Henry, Peggy Lee sang the national anthem at least two separate Super Bowls.
Did she? That's not playing football.
She was around the game of football long enough to be hurt. It does.
All right, so, well, what you're telling me now, then, is that it doesn't matter what lies you tell as long as the kids stop playing football. Isn't that right? Isn't that right? You'll tell any lie to get kids to stop playing football.
If it saves children from paralysis, yes. I will lie to save children from paralysis.
Well, the fact of the matter is that kids are not being paralyzed at all that big of a clip. There are football injuries, and yes, there are fatalities.
You better believe it. That Corey Stringer kid and the rest of them, there are a lot of football fatalities, and I think it's wrong.
But you mentioned to me that the reason why your family is against, the reason why you're against football is because your family invested in soccer balls in the 1970s.
My father lost everything. I was on my way to an Ivy League school when we lost all five of our sporting goods stores. And the next thing you know, I'm going to a school, at a sub-level school. I didn't get the college education I wanted to because football, yeah. We had invested and we felt that soccer was going to be a sport that was going to make a lot of kids very happy, very strong, good runners, good tacklers, good athletes. But no, football. Football is an injury that cuts very deep in me. My family shared it. I can tell you a little bit about a two-room bungalow that seven people had to sleep in.
Your family made a business decision, didn't they?
We made a great decision. Soccer was everything in the 70s. It was going to be a very big thing. But here's the Super Bowl. And that... I won't say anything about Howard Cosell being a Jew, but it would always...
You're bitter, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I'm angry and I'm bitter. And I will tell any lie to keep a kid from playing football.
So you want to tear down the sport of football because your family invested heavily in soccer balls and lost everything. Isn't that right?
That is, yeah, okay.
Because James Brady doesn't, as you say in your book, talk funny today because of a football injury. He was shot. And Stephen Hawking isn't in a wheelchair today because of a football injury. He has Lou Gehrig's disease. And Peggy Lee isn't dead because she sang the national anthem at a couple of Super Bowls.
But the kids don't know.
No, but just answer my question. And I think it is really below anything that I have ever considered in my life. Annette Funicello?
Look,
you're telling kids that Annette Funicello is on a walker today because of football.
She played athletics.
But she didn't play football, did she?
I don't know that, and you don't know that. I'll say anything and I'll do anything to keep kids away from football. I'll pay football back for what they did to my family. A royal tooling without lubricant that lasted for years. Annette Funicello's got the shakes, but that could be due to football.
Then again, it might not be. 1-800-449-8686. This guy hates football so much, he'll lie about who got injured in football. It's a Phil Henry Show.
Show. 1-800-449-8686.
They ruined me.
Look, just because your parents got ruined because they invested in soccer balls doesn't mean you got to write a book saying that football is going to kill everybody and brain damage everybody and James Brady is a football injury and Ronald Reagan has Alzheimer's because of football. This is and Stephen Hawking is in a wheelchair with Lou Gehrig's disease because of football, just because you want to ruin football.
Look, football is on everybody's mind. Super Bowl, Super Bowl, Super Bowl. I listen to it. Every time I hear the word Super Bowl, I could literally break a beer glass. And I was in a bar last night, as a matter of fact, having a couple of drinks because I'd had a particularly tough day. And my hand was around a beer glass, and I heard somebody say, well, the Rams and the Patriots in the Super Bowl, and I could have squeezed the life right out of someone's throat. And thank God my hand was around a beer glass, and all I broke was the glass.
Well, you got some issues.
Mr. Henry, ask Stephen Hawking if he has issues.
You're still trying to sell this thing that Stephen Hawking was injured from football. 1-800-449-8686. David, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to tell this guy he's full of crap. This is ridiculous. Let's take a look at the number
I'm
of world leaders, or particularly U.S. leaders who are football players.
Wait a minute. What do you know about football?
What do I know about football?
Yeah.
I happen to be a high school football coach.
Okay. So, my family owned a sporting goods store. We dealt with athletes all the time.
And what does that have to do with football? You made a
Did
bad
you play?
Business decision. Get no. over it.
I'm going to ask you a question, and I don't mean to be cruel.
Sure.
Did you play football?
Yes, I did.
Do you have that impediment as a result of football?
None
whatsoever. You don't have to get into the guy's speech impediment, did you?
My speech
no.
impediment happened to be as a result of a birth defect. I was born hearing impaired. I was born premature and put on oxygen.
There we go. Yeah, just like Stephen Hawking didn't play football, right.
Look
Stephen
at the...
Stephen Hawking is from England, you idiot.
I beg your pardon?
I said Stephen Hawking is from England.
I didn't get the name.
Stephen Hawking is from England, as the
yes.
gentleman just said.
Well, David, let me tell you this. You know as well as I do, you know who Reggie Brown is, you know who Mike Utley is, you know who Daryl Stingley is, all of these names, you know James Brady, Ronald Reagan, you know these names, right?
Yeah. Ronald Reagan has Alzheimer's. That doesn't have anything to do with football.
Wait.
You know, you mentioned some other people like Peggy Lee and Annette Funicello and
yes,
so
sir.
Forth.
Yes, sir.
You know, I think that's absolutely an insult to the disease of MS, in particular with Annette. I've got relatives to have MS, and they give their right arm to be able to play football. This
They'd
is
what?
Ridiculous.
They would have done what?
They would have given their right arm to be able to play football.
Which arm?
Okay, now you're mocking the man.
And what arm it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, exactly. Now you're mocking.
All right, let me ask you something. Michael J. Fox is no longer on television today because he
because
got
he had Parkinson's disease.
No, he got his head rammed into so many goalposts.
No, he had Parkinson's
He's
disease.
He's Canadian.
He's from...
They don't play football in Canada.
Yes, they do.
Okay. 110 yards, three downs, and a flash of dust. That's Canada. Now, my point is simply... All right, if you want to laugh,
is this guy for real?
You want to laugh at paralysis.
You know what you're doing, Mr. Green?
I'm not
Mr.
laughing
Green.
At paralysis. Let's
yeah,
take a
no,
look
you're
at
laughing
the
at You're laughing at Annette Funicello,
no.
who could have played football.
She didn't play football, and you know she didn't play football.
Let's take a look at the number of kids who die in snowboarding
what
accidents.
What about Peggy Lee?
Or riding a bicycle, for example. I ride a bike every day to work, okay? I'm
you
probably
know,
in more danger than I ever was when I was on a football field.
On a what
let's
field?
Take a look at the fact that one of the Kennedys crashed into a tree while skiing.
Into a what?
And
look,
you're
you
not
know, you can make fun of this.
Give up skiing or snowboarding and stuff because your family didn't invest in skiing and
the
snowboarding.
The guy says a tweet.
Look, you want to make fun of this man's speech impediment?
Look, David, your speech impediment's nothing to the fact that my family lost thousands of dollars in the big soccer ball scare of the 70s.
What do you mean the big soccer ball scare of the 70s?
My family invested in soccer balls and lost it all. So
and that's
football.
Our fault?
I think it's football's fault, and somebody's got to pay, whether it's Peggy Lee, Stephen Hawking.
How do you know these kids can go out and run cross country?
Cross what?
Cross country.
If you make fun of him one more time.
I'm sorry. Humor helps me deal with the pain of having bought so many soccer balls, I guess. I don't know.
You know, soccer's doing great. Why didn't you just hang on? Around here, we've got enough kids to play soccer and football.
Where
at
do you
the
live?
Local high school.
Where do you live, sir?
I live here in Maine.
That's
and we happen to the local high school happened to win a state championship in soccer and in football.
Look, I live on the beach in Santa Monica, California. I got to go to Maine. What about Elvis?
What about Elvis? What does he have to do with football?
You're telling me that football didn't have anything to do with that man's death?
Oh, for crying
Come
out loud.
Come on, man. Yeah. Everybody knows it was a drug overdose.
No, they do not.
He was the quarterback, and there was a center who had a whole bunch of drugs, and he crammed them up his guy's throat. Get real.
Get what?
I'm telling you to get real.
A little bit of advice. Get rid of the gum before you call a talk show.
You know something, David?
No, that's pretty low, sir.
I know. It really is. It really is. And it's childish, and it's infantile, and it's stupid, and it's ignorant, along with your comments about Peggy Lee had a football injury because she sang the national anthem.
I'm saying she was around the game.
David, thank you for your call, sir.
So what?
She was around the game of football.
That just because she sang the national anthem?
So you're saying that all the spectators are also at risk?
The who?
The spectators, the people who go to their Super Bowl and who go to the high school football games
because they're in the grandstand. She was on the field.
Oh, so it makes a difference to the physical proximity.
Yes, sir.
I see.
I don't know. I mean, all I'm trying to say is...
What you're trying to say is your family lost money on the soccer ball scare of the 70s, as you call it, and you still can't get over it. David, thank you very much for your call. Thank you for your comments.
That's Phil.
From a football
Good
coach.
Good luck with this guy.
Thank you very much. Kevin, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Kevin?
Hello.
Yes, go ahead, Phil. Sir. Yes, sir.
I just wanted to call in and ask, where did you find this guy? I mean, this guy is... Totally, totally out there.
Sir, I've spent probably the better part of 15 years researching professional and college football for my book.
Okay, but you didn't play, and I played college ball, I played high school ball.
The fast lane to brain damage.
Okay, all right, quiet down, please.
I have things to say. I'm not going to be told to quiet down.
All right, look, gentlemen, somebody let Kevin speak. He called in.
Well, he needs to apologize for what he just said.
Okay, yeah.
What did he just say?
He told me to quiet down. Ain't he gonna say I'm sorry?
No, he ain't. Go ahead, Kevin.
Definitely.
Your
perception is so warped. You are the reason why there's medmen in America running around ready to shoot people off knock people off or whatever because they can't own up to their own mistakes. Your family made a bad decision, man. Suck it up. I'm sorry. You know, it's not anybody else's fault. It's not football.
That was a gold-plated...
It's your fault.
Soccer was a guaranteed deal.
You just can't deal with it.
No, soccer was guaranteed. Soccer was a guaranteed business. That's $1 million idea, soccer. And
right.
Football had to stick its nose into it.
You know...
And all of those bad Monday
your
night...
Family, I'm sorry. Your family made a terrible decision. Football is a great sport. It provided me with an opportunity to get an education from college. When I was a scholarship player, and I did so.
What degree do you got?
Criminology.
I never heard of it.
That's a criminology degree. It's a very good degree.
You're a really educated person. You've never heard of criminology.
No, what is it?
You've never heard of criminology. You're an author, and you've never heard of... Go ahead, Kevin. Tell them what it is.
Basically, criminology is a study of crime.
I should have done that.
Yeah, maybe you should have done that instead of buying soccer balls.
Right. This guy's a moron.
I don't know. Chronology.
Way out there. This guy.
Criminology.
Own up to it, man. Kevin, why don't you own up to this? What? John F. Kennedy Jr. could have been one of the great running backs. Okay? Hello?
Yes, I'm here. I'm listening.
All right. Look what happened to him.
His plane crashed.
This guy.
His plane crashed, yeah, but how do you know that wasn't the result of a football injury?
What's your name? I didn't even catch your name.
My name's Robert Greene. See, this is, I get
Robert,
people to think.
Robert, listen.
I get people to think.
Your perception is warped, man. You are way out there. I'm surprised you're not committed to a mental hospital somewhere.
Wait a second. What I'm saying is this. We keep giving football a pass. Oh, yeah, big football star. Everybody gets the big money deal with Wheaties, the big money deal with, Campbell's, manhandler soups, all that stuff. But when it comes time to mourning a young man like John Kennedy Jr., nobody wants to ask the very real question, what football injury led him to want to crash his plane into the ocean?
Want to crash his plane? Man, you are out there.
That's like saying, hey, Peggy Lee, she sang the national anthem. It could have...
You get a couple of concussions and you'll fly your plane, right into the World Trade Center.
Let me tell you
what,
man. Concussions do not come that often. I've known maybe two people in all my years playing football, in 14 years of playing football.
Well, he said something that I think needs to be. What do you mean the World Trade Center?
You know what I mean.
No, I want you to retract that. Football led to the World Trade Center?
I don't know if those guys played.
Yeah, those guys played. They were from Saudi Arabia. They played a lot of football over there.
They call it football.
Yeah, oh, okay. Well, it's called soccer over here. All right, Kevin, thank you for your call.
Well, thank you.
1-800-449-8686. Ryan, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
How you doing?
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to know where you found this guy out of what cave and where it's at.
Oh, here we go with the insults again.
He was booked by my producer.
Like you make fun of a guy who's got a speech impediment who can't help it at all, and then you're going
to... No, I just wanted to know if that was from a football injury, and he refused to admit that it was.
Because it wasn't.
Sure.
What the deal is, I played soccer since I was 4 years old. I played in high school, and I played in college.
Great game. Isn't it a great game?
It is a great game. You are absolutely correct about that, but you have lost your mind if you don't think it's not a violent game. I've seen people with broken arms, broken legs. I saw a kid fracture his neck.
What, soccer?
Yes, soccer. You have to go up and head the ball. There's metal goalposts.
Well, then you've got to walk up to that kid and say, you hit the ball with your foot. Okay, kid?
You can hit the ball with your head.
Well, I mean, what kind of a head has he got if he's fracturing his neck hitting it with a soccer ball?
I didn't say he fractured his neck by heading a soccer ball. A bicycle kick, you flip upside down, you hit your neck. Let me just clarify this real quick.
What kind of a kid?
So possibly if
bicycle
I play
kick.
Football, then I will have some kind of bad occurrence in my life. So therefore,
yes.
I don't have to go to work tomorrow because I might have an airplane fly into my building. Is that what you're saying?
No, sir. I said that it's possible.
Well,
what I'm saying is if you played football, you may pilot an airplane into a building. Are you flying tomorrow?
No, I'm not, but I'm driving, and I did play football in high school at one time, so should I walk to work?
That won't do anything.
Wait a minute. This guy gets on an airplane tomorrow as the pilot.
Only as the pilot, yeah. You could fly it into a building. You want to take that chance? No, I don't think you do. That's why you chose soccer.
No, but I did play football in high school. I did play in junior high. But because of that, now I shouldn't drive to work tomorrow. Maybe I should walk the 32 miles to work.
Maybe. But soccer isn't really that violent a sport because it's... Mostly,
but that's where you're wrong.
Well,
that's where you're wrong. There's absolutely no pads except for on your shin pads.
But mostly gay men play it. It's also a sport that...
Well, you don't know that mostly gay men play soccer?
Well, look, it's been nice talking to both of you guys. I mean, if you don't want to get serious with me...
Well, do us all a favor and don't go to the bar because,
you know,
man, that's the last place that you need to be is the bar.
Why? What happened with...
It's obvious that you have some mental issues somewhere down the line. Your dad screwed you out of a good education. It happens, man.
It happens
to my dad. It happens to your dad. It happens to
your
next guy's dad.
Your dad invested in soccer balls, too?
All right. Look, thank you very much, Ryan, for your call. Mr. Green will be at Charlie's Bookstore in Santa Monica signing copies of his book, Football, Fast Lane to Brain Damage. How many books, by the way, have you signed?
I'm still waiting. Actually, I'm still eating. I haven't even been out there yet. I haven't seen the line.
Good luck. 1-800, maybe he's still drinking. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Anybody want to predict the score of the Super Bowl this Sunday? Yes, the Super Bowl coming up this Sunday, the St. Louis Rams and the New England Patriots. The Patriots, a scrappy ball club, a ball club that is kind of a Cinderella story. They came from, well, last place last year in the American Football Conference Eastern Division, scrapped their way to the top. Drew Bledsoe injured, second game of the season. Tom Brady comes in, and together, they fought their way to the top of the heat in the AFC. Hey, they may give St. Louis a game of it. Final score, St. Louis 55, New England 3. So, don't even kid yourself. I read a column this morning because I do occasionally read the sports page. It's the only thing I read anymore other than the Harry Potter books, which, of course, I'm completely addicted to. Not. And I read a columnist say, hey, don't count New England out. This could be an exciting ball game. Oh, will you stop it? You know how many Super Bowls I've watched? I've watched them all. The first Super Bowl I watched, I was 14. Green Bay, Kansas City, and that was the first lesson I got in just exactly what a load this game can be. Now, I'm not saying I don't like the game. I'll watch it. Of course I'm going to watch it in the off chance that it's a ball game. But you know as well as I do it ain't going to be. Don't tell me about St. Louis and Tennessee, and don't give me the old, hey, that Dallas-Pittsburgh game in 79, that's a pretty good ball game. Forget it. New England is going to get hosed, tooled, and re-dipped. They are going to get spanked in ways that you wouldn't, you'd not even, even if you're of age, you don't want to look at it. It's just not going to be a very good football game. That's all there is to it. That St. Louis team is unbelievable. They're a great ball club. Philadelphia came about as close as any team's going to get. And New England, yeah, always giving us a great game in the Super Bowl, that New England Patriot team. Boy, oh, man. Remember that Chicago Bear game back in 86? What a ball game. What was that? 56-10, I think it was? And let's not forget, and I've not forgotten, although most of you should have, because this is really weird that I know this score, this ball game score. But in, I think it was, I think I was a 12 years old when they came out west to play the Chargers in the AFL game, and it was like, I think I was 55-10. And then they lost to, what was it, Green Bay? It's just not going to be any kind of a football game. And I've seen them all, like I said. I've seen every single ball game. The best Super Bowl I ever saw was the Jets beating the Colts in 1969. Second best Super Bowl I saw was probably the one where Montana brought him back against the Cincinnati Bengals. That was January 89 at Pro Players Stadium. Back then it was called Joe Robbie Stadium. Montana brought him back with the last 2 minutes. That was a pretty good ball game. Third best game I saw was actually a Steeler-Rams Super Bowl in 79-80. And Ferragamo actually kept that game close. Third quarter was 19-17 Rams. But then Bradshaw went to work, yada, yada, yada. Fourth best Super Bowl, just stop me, okay? Stop me. Fifth best, though, has got to be the... How many Super Bowl parties have we all been to where we're all sort of absentmindedly picking up the chips and commenting on the interior decorating and somebody wants to show us their new car? It's the third quarter, and you're drunk and tired, and you just want to leave, but you can't because you came there with a friend, and they're off playing car. You know what I'm saying? That's the way that the ball game coming up on Sunday is going to be. Okay, I got a very nice thing. I wanted to mention this before we left the hour. I got a very nice gift from a guy in, no, the letter. Okay, well, then that's not doing me any good. I got a very nice gift from a gentleman in South Florida who sent me, from a toy company, who sent me a doll, and it's a Phil Hendry doll. And it's got a bald head, it's got a sweatshirt on it, and it's got my picture on it. This is a Phil Hendry show doll. Okay? And I'm going to take this home, and I want to thank you, sir, because I know that I'm going to take this doll home, and my second eldest is going to have a firecracker shoved up its ass within probably a day or two, and then my third oldest will have painted hair on the top of the head, and then my daughter will have probably taken the pants down, and by the end of this week, this will have been desecrated. The head blown off, the rear end shot off with a firecracker, and the head painted with hair. But it's a nice toy anyway. Maybe I shouldn't bring it home. Maybe I'd keep it here. Yeah, I'll just keep it here. Just as a monument to my self-aggrandizement, Phil Hendry doll. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.